If you have a big event coming up that you need to get a nice outfit for, and you are dreading having to do the shopping for it, and also you're like, oh, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of money, well, I've got a solution for you. Armoire is a clothing rental service, and they have such great clothes to choose from. Here's the thing. You go on their website, and you get to take a survey that is going to really help you define your style. And you can also tell them if you're looking for something specific. So if you're looking for dresses, a type of dress, formal dresses, office wear, whatever it is, maybe you're looking for casual clothes. I don't know, but you can tell them what you're looking for. And then they are going to curate this closet for you of items to choose from. And then you choose which ones you want to rent and they ship them right to your door. So you don't even have to go in store and try things on. I was so impressed with what they sent me. They nailed my style and also they nailed my size, which I find very difficult to do. I can go to the mall and try on item after item after item after item, and rarely do I find things that fit me really well. But almost everything they sent fit me perfectly. In fact, I had to send back my bag of the clothes that I had rented, and I was really sad to part with it because some of the things in it I had worn so many times that I really didn't want to give them up because I love them so much. In fact, I was like, should I just go ahead and purchase this? Which is an option that they offer as well. But if you'd like to try out this clothing rental service, right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/crystal. That is armoire.style, armoire.style/crystal to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart, and I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all five of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last two biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer.
Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get to where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mother of four, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. As we gear up for the school back to school season, Jesse and I thought it would be a great time for us to talk about our goals for the fall. I feel like the beginning of the year, January, you know, it's this fresh start and we're all setting goals for the year and even New Year's resolutions, although I'm not a fan of that. I feel like goals are much more actionable and achievable, and I really try to stick with realistic goals and break them down into bite-sized pieces. But I think halfway through the year is a great time to kind of do a reset, to stop and examine where you're at,
how far you've come, if the goals that you set at the beginning of this year, you maybe forgot about, if the goals at the beginning of this year are serving you, if you need to tweak them some, if you need to add to them, if you need to change them. So we wanted to share some of our goals for the second half of this year. I said on Instagram, I'm The Money Saving Mom on Instagram. Last week, I talked about kind of starting a new schedule and people were saying, wait, Crystal, fall schedule? It's still summer here. Well, school starts in Tennessee the second week of August is actually when our kids are starting. That's a late start because I know that
there's a lot of schools starting right now.
Some schools start 2 weeks before then. So we are very much in back to school mode here. If you're not, then you can save this podcast for a few weeks when you're ready to kind of think about starting back into a new routine. Before we get to that, I wanted to share two things. What's saving my life and also a book I've been reading. I feel like it's been so long since we've been podcasting and sharing those things. I kind of have to be like, oh yes, that's what we share about. But I've read a lot of books this summer. Well, not a lot, but I think I've finished since we've podcasted regularly. I think I've finished at least 8 books.
Wow.
And one of, well, the best book that I finished, it actually was the second 5-star book of this year. And that was called Find Your People by Jenny Allen. And it was just the right time, right words for where I was at. I feel like during my pregnancy, because I was so sick so much of my pregnancy and just exhausted a lot of the pregnancy, I didn't have a lot of energy for pouring into community. And I love spending time with life-giving people, but I really had to dial back and just focus on the essentials a lot of days. And so I was missing my community and I kind of feel like I become a little bit of a recluse even during pregnancy. And so as I got to the end of pregnancy, I was like, I am ready to have energy back and to pour into community. And so this book, Find Your People by Jenny Allen, was just the perfect read for me to think about, okay, how do I want to jump back into community? What does that look like? How do I find my people? How do I build that community? How do I build healthy, God-honoring, life-giving community? And her book is just full of a lot of practical advice, but also steps that you can take. She doesn't just give you practical ideas. She actually kind of maps it out into really proactive plans. And I love that. But then also she addresses some of those hard things of what happens when you need to have a hard conversation with someone, or what if you've been really hurt in the past and you're scared to dive into friendship again? And what is a healthy friendship? What does this look like? How to look for a healthy, life-giving friend? And what to do if someone isn't that? And just a lot of really honest advice. And I appreciated how she shared openly and vulnerably from her own story. So I would highly recommend that book. Again, it was my second 5-star book of the year that I read, and that was called Find Your People by Jenny Allen, and we'll link to that in the show notes. Secondly, Jesse, you said you had a book and you're going to kind of maybe weave it into when we talk about goals. But the second thing I wanted to share is what's saving my life, and that is none other than my water bottle that I have right here that I pretty much, Jesse, would you say I've carried it with me every single place that I've gone?
Yeah, I think it's become an extension of your hand.
I even brought it to the hospital because I was like, this water bottle is so much better than those cups at the hospital, which actually I used to love so much. But once I got this water bottle,
it's
even better than that. So I brought it with me to the hospital when I gave birth. It is the SLM, which SLM stands for Simple Modern. It's from simplemodern.com. I got it.
I think it's actually
maybe it's just S. Sorry.
I just realized it's a vertical line and it's not an S.
As soon as I said that, I was like, he's going to correct me. That's wrong. That's okay. I looked on the bottom. I didn't do my research ahead of time. Okay. It's SM for Simple Modern. S with a, what is that
even? It's a vertical
called?
Line.
Just vertical line. That's
it's good. Well, it's a Simply Modern logo.
Anyway, this Simple Modern. Let me look. Okay. The website is on the bottom of the water bottle. That's good. But I got it from a sale off of Zulily, and it just is the perfect size. And it is, we'll have to show a picture of it. Remind me someone if I forget to do that in the show notes, but it's just really cute, but it also keeps the water cold and it has just really encouraged me to drink a lot more water. And
I think it's probably comparable to one of our kids has a, like a Yeti. It's not a Yeti, but it's a similar brand. And I think it's comparable.
Hydro Flask.
Hydro Flask. That's what it is.
I would say I've never had a Hydro Flask before, but my daughter who does says that it's a lot like that. I think it might be cheaper. I'm not even sure, but I got a great deal on it. So we will link to that in the show notes. All right, Jesse, ready to talk about goals? Sure. You asked me how many goals I was going to share about, and I'm not even sure because I have a long list here, but we'll see how many I get through in our time frame because I want to be cognizant of people's time. I feel like I could talk for a very long time about all the goals. I also wanted to keep it simple. And, you know, we talked about realistic goals. And I think when you set a goal, it needs to be something that you can measure. So it's not a goal if there's not a finish line. You can't just say, hey, I want to read more. You need to actually put a number to it, or I want to exercise more. Well, how do you know if you don't actually put a number to it? And so we're going to start out with health and fitness goals. And this is pretty holistic how I view, because I think health and fitness is not just workout, weight loss, eating, all of that, but it's also your emotional and mental fitness and health as well.
It's all tied together. I was just having this conversation with the chiropractor this morning. It's all tied together.
It is. I always tell people, if you eat really, really healthfully, but then you put junk in your mind, you allow worry to just, you know, ruminate in your mind, that's just as detrimental as putting junk in your body. And it's, and, you know, worry hurts your body just like eating a diet primarily of junk food will. So let's not get on that tangent. Like I said, I could talk for a long time. My first goal is, so I'm 6 weeks postpartum today as we're recording this, and that is to get back to workout. I don't have a long-term 6-month plan for working out. I'm going to just take it 30 days at a time. And so I found this workout plan that is a 30-day postpartum workout plan. We can link to that in the show notes. It's someone, I actually just searched postpartum workout and I found one.
Oh, now I know.
That looked really great, looked what I was looking for. And also, the workouts are no longer than 30 minutes. I was looking for something I could do in 15 to 30 minutes a day. And it targets all different areas of your body, but also it's great for just gently moving into working out because I feel like since I'm just it's 6 weeks postpartum, I need to gently move back into working out. So I'm going to do that for 30 days. It's August 1st today that we're recording this. And so I want to be finished with that program. My goal is as long as everything continues to feel great, which I feel great right now, my recovery's gone so well. But I always believe in listening to your body. And so if for some reason my bleeding were to come back or just I start to have pain or something like that, then I'm going to stop the workout. But right now, based upon how I feel, I think I'll be able to do that. And so that is my workout plan, starting back to working out. And my goal is to work out for 45 minutes, at least 5, maybe 6 days a week, and giving myself the permission to have 1 to 2 rest days. I feel like those are important. And then also there are just days when fitting in a workout just doesn't happen. And so giving myself permission for that. Do you have a workout goal?
I think basically most of mine are, you could consider workout goals of some way, shape, or form. So I follow a workout program that's put out by CrossFit Mayhem out of Cookeville. And they have, it's called Mayhem Athlete. And as a part of Mayhem Athlete, they've got some coaches that have created some progressions. So one of my goals is to finish the run 1 mile, or actually it's to increase your 1 mile time. It's a 12-week progression. And they basically, to increase your 1 mile, they're having you run basically a 5K twice a week. So my goal is to finish that. Mm-hmm. I'm on week four right now.
How many weeks did you say it was?
It's 12.
Okay.
So I'm a third of the way through that, which I'm really happy about because I'm not really a good runner. Mm-hmm. And so sticking with that. Also, and some of these are restatements of goals that I had set at the beginning of the year. And one of those is doing jujitsu 2 to 3 times a week. Did really well at that. during the spring semester for 6 months. Took a month off after we had Micah, and we start back up here tomorrow. So also to do the Mayhem Athlete programming 3 to 4 times a week. And during the spring here, I've dabbled with 75 hard and I'm not sticking with it right now, but I am applying some of the things that 75 hard will have you do to my goals for the fall. And one of those is drinking 1 gallon of water a day. So planning on continuing to do that. And also reading nonfiction books. So plan on reading 3 in the fall. And then running 2 Spartan races.
I'm cracking up because your goals, you have all of these fitness goals or these huge goals. And you're like, and I'm going to try to read 3 books. And then I have 1 fitness goal.
Listen, it's 3 nonfiction books.
I have 1 fitness goal. And then my reading goal was to finish 40 books. Which actually, if you break it up, I've been reading an average of, I think, 7 books a month. Some books, some months. The lowest I think I've had in a month was 5 this year, and then the highest has been 9.
You are a very, very, very quick reader, though.
And I also listen to a lot of audiobooks. But so
in this goal, audiobooks don't count.
Oh well, okay.
Finish
40 books. So 7 times. Do we have 5 months left?
August, September, yes. October, November.
We have 5 months left.
Good job. Yes. Okay. Right off the top of your head.
I'm impressed. So that would be, I'm 35 books. And I feel like if I have a few months that I do more than that, I feel like, especially now that I have more energy, I notice that I'm reading more and listening more. For a while, I wasn't even really able to listen to audiobooks because it's weird. Pregnancy does weird things to you, but it felt like it was draining me and I just didn't have the energy to read or listen. So my reading went way down for a little while just because of that. So I feel like the goal of 40 books isn't that high, but we will see. I also, in the health and fitness, I do have a weight loss goal because I'm in my postpartum. And, you know, definitely gain weight with pregnancy. I kind of feel weird putting it out there. But that is one reason why I am working out 45 minutes a day, because I found that eating is one part of the equation for me, but working out is also another big part of the equation for me with postpartum weight loss. In the past, I always gain around 30 pounds and I've always been able to lose that amount, but I do have to work towards that. It doesn't just, a lot of people are like, you just breastfeed and it just falls off. That's not the case for me, but I always want to be wise about how I work it off, because I think it needs to happen in a very slow manner, just like it came on in a very slow manner. And with breastfeeding, it's really important to me to keep up my supply. And so if you lose weight too quickly, at least for me, you will hurt your milk supply. And so about 1 pound a week is what is doable for me. And I kind of know this is how much I need to eat. This is how much I need to work out. And these are the kinds of things that I need to eat. And so that I do have a weight loss goal. I would like to, I don't know, should I say the goal? Not sure. I guess I'll just say I'd like to be back to my pre-pregnancy weight by Christmas is the goal. Now that, your body and your hormones do weird things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to be taking good care of myself. And if the weight doesn't come off, then it doesn't come off. I know that usually once I hit 6 months or so, it comes off a little bit easier. But if I haven't put in that initial good nutrition, good exercise, it's harder to get it off after 6 months.
Well, and I think it's important that you know your body, you know what you can do, you know what you need to do, but you also know to give yourself grace. I also gained some weight during the pregnancy.
Sympathy weight. It was sympathy weight. You were just feeling so sorry for me that I was doing this by myself and you didn't want me to feel
it's
alone.
It's just been so funny because I've tried so hard to gain weight for so long.
Yes.
And then we had Kirsten and I gained, I know it's not going to sound like a lot, but for me, it's a lot.
Yes.
I gained up to 165, I think is what it was.
Well, and we should say that when we got married,
I was 128.
You were 128. Yeah.
Hard gainer.
And you worked so hard. So hard for the first, I don't even know how many years to try to gain more weight, and you just couldn't gain weight.
And I worked so hard to try to get down under 165. Didn't happen. Well, and then we got pregnant with Micah, and I haven't seen under 171 for ages.
You know, there is one thing that has changed. And that is you
turn 40. That is true. I do think my metabolism is slowing down.
I would agree, because I know that for me, like just with pregnancy weight gain, pregnancy weight loss, it's just different. It's just different when you're older. And so again, that's why I talked about, you know, giving myself the grace. A healthy baby and a healthy mom is what's most important for me. Yeah, there we go. Also in the health and fitness, for me, that's relationships. And so I am starting, I'm super excited. I did the Bible Project, some of their seminary classes with a few women from church. I think we did it for at least a year and a half. We did multiple seminary classes, and we're going to start that back up again in the fall. So that is not necessarily, I mean, it's on my list because it's something that I'm prioritizing, but it's going to happen because I signed up for it. You know, but that it's, I always find that accountability of signing up with other people and saying, I'm going to commit to being here on Monday mornings at this time.
Well, that's one reason why we're doing this podcast as well. You can help us hold us accountable.
Yes, people will hold me accountable. So that's why I'm scared about stuff out there. And then just prioritizing. Now, this is not exactly a goal. This is more, I would say, just something that I'm prioritizing based upon that book, Find Your People, but just prioritizing relationships and community. And just really, we are just kind of actively working towards building more community. I feel like with COVID, just for a while with the pregnancies and foster care and COVID, we had to pull back from some, you know, just really investing in community. And that's something that you and I are both just hungry for. And so there are some different things we're stepping into right now or kind of exploring right now in order to move towards building more community and stronger community. And then also just redeveloping some community that we had before that we've kind of had to pull back from just because of the season of life. All right. So moving on to family goals, these will be a little bit faster. I don't know. Did you say you only have health and fitness goals?
Yeah. Guilty.
Okay. I know you love us. So my family goals, Kirsten and I have been doing My Father's World preschool, and we're a little over halfway through it. And so my goal is to finish that by the end of the year. And then we're going to be starting up their next level of preschool, which I'm really excited about. She loves doing preschool every day. It only takes us 10 or 15 minutes. It's such a small thing, but it really is just a special time for her and I to, you know, just be together and have a special thing that we do. And she's learning a lot from it. And it's just really fun. And so I'm doing that. We'll link to that in the show notes. And then I want to get back to cooking, meal planning, and being more consistent with our family meal times. That's something that, again, I am just saying that's a priority. It's hard to put a real number on that, but just saying I'm prioritizing that because during pregnancy, I just had to kind of be in survival mode. There were a lot of nights where I was just sick and in bed, and we didn't have family dinners because I was sick and in bed, and you would pick something up or you guys would just scrounge, and we did a lot of just make yourself some cereal nights, and that's okay. But I don't want that to be a long-term rut that we're stuck in. That's not what we want for our family.
Right. But the other reason you can't put a number on that is, I mean, we're entering into a season of life where we're going to be really busy in the evenings between different activities, games, people not being there for work, things like that. So you really do, when you set goals like this, you have to be able to give yourself grace.
Yes. Well, and I think to just say community is a priority for this next season, and consistency with meals and family meals. But you know, so if we're home and we're able to sit down and have a family dinner, and even if only four of us are home, you know, even if it's just you and me and the little kids, sitting down and having dinner, just prioritizing that so that we're making that, establishing that as a habit. And it's harder when you have teens and little ones because, you know, we were much more consistent with that when our kids, when our older three were younger. And now that they've gotten older and, you know, like you said, there's jobs and activities and practices and they're out with friends and work and all of that. It's just harder to make it happen. But instead of us being like, well, they're not here, so we're just not going to do it, you know, recognizing, well, we have these three younger ones that we want to establish that habit and have those memories and that kind of tradition with as well. And so prioritizing that as much as we can. And then for those are just, those are my three, I guess it was one specific goal of finishing preschool and then consistency with meals and cooking and meal planning is kind of a priority. I also have goals that I've set for this year that I'm continuing on with, which is a date night with you every week, not every week, a date night with you once a month, and then a date with each of the three older kids.
We can change that to every week if you want.
We can make it every week. We actually have been hitting it more than once a month, which I've been really excited about. But so that's on there. And I have a few other business and health and personal goals and stuff. So I'm continuing on with those. These are just some new things that I'm adding in now that I have more energy. And then for the business goal, I have a book that's coming out in March. It's slated for March 7th of 2023. We'll see. Things can always change, but that's the plan. And it's a book on time management. And so I have this goal that I want to set up a weekly time management newsletter where it's just something I'm going to be sending out just with practical tips, maybe like one tip, piece of advice, and maybe a link or something really quick because I don't want to take a lot of time, but just to encourage people on that. And so I want to set that up sometime in the next few months in order to kind of build a list of people who are interested in the topic of time management in order to use that for my book sales, but to continue on with that after the book is launched, just because I don't have anything right now specifically for time management. I've written a lot of articles. I've talked about it here and there, but I don't have kind of one specific thing so that when I go on a podcast and I'm talking about my book, I can also encourage people to sign up for, I don't know if it'll be like a 5-day course or what it will be that I'll set up that will be kind of the thing to attract people to get on that list, but then it will be an ongoing sort of thing that I will provide for people. So that's my one business goal. In addition to just the things that are surrounding launching a book, there's a lot of marketing pieces and things that will need to happen in the next 6 months, but those will kind of all be, my publisher will be the one that will be driving what they need when. So there we go. How many, I don't even know the specific number of goals. Maybe was that 5 and then some priorities? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Basically it was 5 specific goals and then, priorities, 2 specific priorities. So we will link to all the things in the show notes and also link to my 2022 goals for the year. I've been actually giving monthly updates and I'm really encouraged with the progress that I've made. I've been pretty much hitting them. I set the bar pretty low though. So this is kind of helping to raise the bar just a little bit because I knew that the first half of this year was just going to be focused on making it to the finish line of pregnancy and having a baby. And so now I feel like I can come up out of the water and breathe and have a lot more energy and stamina. And so I'm excited to add some extra goals, but we'd love to hear from you. What are your goals? What are your priorities for the next 5 months, August through the end of the year? We'd love to hear from you on that. You can send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. And as always, we just love to hear any sort of feedback, constructive criticism, ideas for future shows. We welcome it all. So thanks for joining us and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com